But Able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. by him. Then he ever lives to make demonstration for him.
All right. Number 10, read 26, please.
For in the faith that we should have such an eye for his holy innocent, undefiled, separated, considered, and exalted above the heavens.
Number 7, but Junior?
Who did it one day has no high place of the author of the sapphire? Of course, we can tell you.
There were many priests ordained as priests. die. And once one dies, well, another one comes in and takes his place. Yeah, that's right. That's the priesthood, the days of Moses. And this was in the land of Palestine. One priest would die, another man would come in and take his place. And what tribe furnished the priest? That's him?
Levi.
Tribe of Levi furnished the priest, all right? Okay? So truly there were many priests because they were not separate from the city of Levi. All right. We go to verse number 24 now, and I believe that was Brother Tom's first speech.
Just common, ordinary, black-eyed peas. We're royal. That must be
got to have a priest, and we got to confess our sins to him. Away with such stuff. All right. We got an unchangeable priesthood. Okay? So we can go to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's very good, brother. We like that. We like that. That's truth. That's Bible truth. Now then, just the grace of Luke 25 was yours.
Says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Oh, boy, there's one of you.
Man. Yeah, that they're telling, you know, that he did die to save us through his blood and all who trust in him to be saved. And he died for everyone that would accept him. And it's not something that just lasts a while. It's everlasting salvation.
All right. All right, that's good. That is good.
It says in the reading here, it says God's men need above everything else to quit trying and begin trusting. Amen. This alone will bring this church through for affectionate service. And I believe that if we want something bad enough, if we pray and help with God long enough, it is going to happen. I think he will answer our prayer.
All right.
Absolutely, to the absolute end.
Absolute end.
It's right here, says uttermost.
Yes.
to all the ends. Literally, isn't it?
Yes.
That means to all the ends.
Uttermost, completely, or absolutely, or something of that kind. What is your version say, Sister Grace?
Well, this is what the writer in the book said. That knows what Jesus is able to do. He is able to say to the uttermost. This has a twofold meaning. First, he is able to save all who will come to him. Second, he is able to save forever those who do come. He is able to make salvation complete because he lives forever to carry it to its ultimate end and purpose.
All right.
And to assure the fact, believers will evidentially be brought to the presence of the Father.
All right, that's good. Good comments are okay. They sound scriptural and truthful. Very good. Now let's see. Well, Jim, I believe you had 26, didn't you? You had 26? Pardon me. No.
Yes, sir.
Jim, you think you had 26?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens.
What kind of priest is he, Brother Jim? What did that verse say?
Well, he's an exalted high priest.
High priest? Now, what kind of a priest was a high priest? What could a high priest do in the Old Testament time, Brother Jim?
Well, he was the one that made the atonement on God's order, the day of atonement.
All right.
And of course, that's this for the second all super atonement, that's once a year. That's good to have him once for all.
All right.
The atonement that he was going to make.
Good.
That's all that he was eternal.
Yeah.
For all the people he died for all that time.
Could a common priest go into that Holy of Holies once a year and make that atonement?
He could not.
No, common priest couldn't do that. For the high priest, didn't it?
All right. Well, the high priest to make the sacrifice for all the people.
All right. He had to do it for his own sins first, then for the sins of the congregation of the nation. All right. But now this man right here, talking about this man, he's a high priest. For such a high priest who came up. Now that's a little clumsy right there. That doesn't sound good. Such an high priest became us. That's no good. That's no good. That doesn't sound right. Come on, brother. Mike, give us some help here with your translation.
Okay. He's therefore exactly the kind of high priest you need. For he is holy and blameless and unstained by sin, moved by all our sinners. And to him has been given the place of honor in heaven.
All right, now that sounds better. That sounds better than keep any verdict. That's, such an high priest became us. Man, that's bad. I don't know why those Episcopal bishops couldn't beat that when they tried to play the King James Version 300 years ago. Well, they kind of dumb it. But what are you looking at now? How did your translation read, Brother Jim? 26 now? 26?
Oh, it's me, and I have come in soon.
Yeah.
Isn't your single that we should have a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens?
Exalted above the heavens, all right. Separated from sinners, does that mean that Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry just isolated himself and went out there and lived by himself and associated with anybody?
No.
What would that mean, simply? Separated from sinners.
He was not one of them.
Oh, not one of them. I see. Well, did he allow that to touch him during his earthly ministry?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He was with them.
All right. He was with them. He allowed that to touch him. I forget that he never committed any sin to save him. Okay. He was raised in church. No, that's something. We just can't understand that.
He so great, so with the things that he did, he faced it with the
Now, trash was on the trash, because there were more sinners then than were saved. Jesus Christ, the Pope did it to them.
Would it be, he hadn't died for us?
Well, I'm sure it would have been lost.
Sacrifice is nothing for
all. Okay.
One time and no more.
One time and no more.
All right. Okay, that's good. Any commenting on verse 27? Everybody wish to say anything about it? All right. Now, what my friend said, the whole first sacrifice is there, staying year to year, and first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, and keep that up. And did they sacrifice dogs and cats to the sun? Sacrifice devils. So the sacrifice everything, how about lamb, tiger, elephant? Is the sacrifice one too? Some of them say it's DNA there, but not the Hebrews. They were sacrificed sheep, goats, herd of things like that. All right. And so Jesus Christ made his sacrifice once for all, and that's enough. All right. Now let's get 28. That'll be the last verse and the class will be over. Who has 28? All right.
For thou makest many thy sheep that is holy, but the word of the Lord, but the word of the Lord, which is the sixth law, maketh the son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, young man, you're going to read that from your translation and maybe we'll get a better idea here.
None of the oaths that the human high priest for weak and sinful men who could not keep from doing wrong, but the way of God appointed by his oath, his son, who is perfect forever.
Who is perfect forever. Okay, that's very good. He is perfect for his son. He is perfect forever. That's right. That is true. Well, that's very good. That's right. And all of many men high priests which have been present, they were weak. Weak in body, weak in mind, sickly. Many of them died prematurely, died before the age of 70. And then God came along and made his son the high priest forevermore. Okay, so he doesn't have infirmities, he doesn't have sickness. He never was sick day in his life. And yet he can sympathize with those who have sickness. Okay. Well, a very good lesson today, brothers. We appreciate your comments and your questions and your being here. And I thought that more people would have been here for this time, but they haven't appeared yet. So let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank thee for the study of thy word of God. It's precious to us, and we ask you to help us to pray for the family of our God. Give us our sin, and have a good name. Give us from the public service, and the song service, and the singing of the house. For the government and faith, let us have mercy on the people of our sin. Let our worship be saved, for it is so close. Let them be pressed in prayer, let them be sick, and let their condition. Let them come back to their home, for it is now here. We pray your presence and the blood, not only that. And the blessing of our nation, Father, and the blessing of our mission. Let's thank you where you are. Let's go find out the churches and mission for us. We pray that they might be able to be continued to lead also by Christ, without hindrance, and without understanding, without service. Let's pray. Amen.